Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for not just leaving us in our unrighteousness and our self-righteousness, but thank you, your righteousness, your goodness moved to send Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you suffered here because of lies and deception of Satan. But thank you more than that. You grew perfect in what you suffered because you found answers. And thank you, Jesus, in the end of your life, you gave your life as a sacrifice. You knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God in you. And what is the righteousness of God? That you have forgiven sins, and you have now made your goodness available and saying to all people, come, come, come in, come home. So thank you, Lord, that we have come home. Thank you, Lord, that we leave our unrighteousness and our self-righteousness, and daily we are enlightened with the righteousness, your righteousness, the goodness, the favor, the plan that you have for us written in heaven. So thank you, Lord, for just helping us to be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 1 verse 5 to 7. Just as Christ's sufferings are ours in abundance, as they overflow to his followers, so also our comfort, our reassurance, our encouragement, our consolation is abundant through Christ. It is truly more than enough to endure what we must. But if we are troubled and distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted and encouraged, it's for your comfort, which works in you when you patiently endure the same sufferings which we experience. And our hope for you, our confident expectation of good for you, is firmly grounded, assured and unshaken, since we know that just as you share as partners in our sufferings, so also you share as partners in our comfort.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see in the Bible, in the New Testament, we see the disciples, they're the first fruits of this new and this better covenant. And then like Paul gives his testimony as well in 1 Corinthians 15. He is also then included, the last, the Lord revealed himself to him. And then he revealed himself to him so that he could wake up mankind to this goodness that is now available. So it's so beautiful that just as Paul was knocked off his horse to wake up to heaven's realities and then be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, we have also, I called you, the Lord says, and he called us in the same way, like Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ, to now stay in tune, not be self-righteous and not being unrighteous, but waking up to the realities of what has been made available for us in heaven. So it's so important and so beautiful to understand this new and this better covenant that Jesus, he was here, he's been here, a baby to a young man to a son being led by the Spirit, and then he paid the price to deal with all unrighteousness, and he's now ruling and reigning. And now's the time to come out, stop being goats, wanting to do your own thing, but to come home and like sheep, be led by the shepherd. Because this shepherd understands exactly what is necessary. He knows where we come from. And you know, when we say that, he knows where we come from. He knows truly where we come from. We come from him. We were predestined in him. But he knows also where we come from through the fall, through the deception, and therefore he has answers. And this is why it's so important to come boldly to the throne of grace, to find grace and mercy for the time of need, because he's a perfect big brother, high priest, shepherd that knows all the wrongs, but also knows, more importantly, knows all the rights, knows why you made, what is your purpose, what is your calling. And it's not to bring fear, and it's not to speak condemnation, but it's there to bring light and life. And so that's the reality, guys. We must draw close. I remember when I knew I need to change, I got to dislike my self-righteous unrighteousness. And I tried to help myself by stop doing the things I was doing. I couldn't. I had to come to that place and acknowledge, Lord, I need you to help me. And that's what we all need to do. And we need to do it on a daily basis because his mercies are new every day. His mercies is his love. Amen. His love revealed. His love that is here. His plan for you today. And so this is why we draw close on a daily basis, so that we can be heavenly minded and we can bring heaven's goodness here to earth so as to help others come into the light, out of the night into the light. Be blessed in Jesus' name, because everything's been done. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we can become the righteousness of God. Stay in the righteousness of God. Too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.